Yeah, there go the Cubs. Jim Deshays doesn't get to do Cubs games on marquee during the postseason, so we decided to put him to work here. Morning, JD, are you sleepy and disappointed like the rest of us?
Yeah, having my first cup of coffee and
well, not,
outlook is not brilliant for the local nine.
Not that you ever gave up a crucial home run, but how do you, as a pitcher, get past that to focus on the next hitter and stop thinking about the last one?
Yeah, it's it just depends. If it's an isolated event, it's not such a big deal. But I think for a guy like Imanaga, who's had so many problems with the home run ball over the last half of the season and into the postseason, it's got to shake the confidence. It's weird, right? He punches out the first two guys of the game. He's throwing hard, and you're thinking, okay, this looks pretty good. And then, boom, 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 all of a sudden it's a tie game, and you're thinking, uh-oh.
Yeah, let's talk about Imanaga a little bit more, too, because you mentioned the home run issues. Is there something you're seeing in maybe, tipping pitches or just because obviously, as you stated, I mean, the first two guys, he was hitting that inside corner that they were talking about on the broadcast with regularity, but then it just kind of slipped away from him.
I think, not to get too into the weeds, I think, the home run he gave up to Manny Machado in the wild card game. Was a hanging split, and I think, I think that kind of stuck in his craw a little bit, because I thought with Vaughn he would go with that pitch, because normally that's what he does. He establishes in with a fastball, and then he'll throw that splitter, and he gets a lot of chases. And I just don't think his confidence is there, and that's maybe his best weapon. And when you don't have confidence that you can execute it, and you have to go to a plan B, you're asking for trouble. And I just feel like he ran away from his split finger pitch a little bit in that at bat with Vaughn. And, that might be what he's, went to sleep last night thinking about, or waking up this morning thinking about, the fact that he didn't go to, his best swing and miss pitch there. I don't know. The tipping, that was a narrative earlier in the year. There was one game against the White Sox where he got really lit up, and the conclusion was that he was tipping his pitches. And if you watch him when he comes, set his hand into the glove, he's very deliberate about trying to hide it. But hitters are and coaches are really good at picking up, the smallest little thing. If the hand set a little bit higher at the belt on one pitch and another, they'll be on it. So it's possible he's tipping a little bit. I think it's mostly just lack of location.
In the playoffs, we've seen, managers do different things than they did during the regular season, and for whatever reason, I know that it's magnified and it's one game and it's one game in a series and it's important, but guys like the younger guys like Daniel Palencia, who have been injured this year, have also had a lot of success but have also tasted a little failure. Is it odd for those guys to come in the situations they're coming in now that they weren't coming in the regular season?
I think
did I explain that right? I'm trying to figure out how to explain
it
that.
It shouldn't be. I guess I would say, you look at what Mizorowski kid did for them last night. He had been starting when he first came to the big leagues. They used him in mid-relief yesterday. Plenty's used to pitching in high-leverage situations, and no matter what inning it is in the postseason, it's a high-leverage situation. So I don't think the dynamic changes a whole lot. In terms of what he's trying to do out there, he's just going to reach back and try to beat you with his fastball for the most part. And he lost that battle. That was kind of the one that turned the game, right? It was only 4-3 at that point. But when Churio jumped on that third straight fastball, and he had pretty good swings at the previous two. So that was the other, and I hate to second guess. I try not to second guess pitch decision, but I thought, well, it might be worth a shot with it, try to throw a slider off the plate here. But I understand the thinking when you're Palencia and you're Carson Kelly, a guy that throws 100 miles an hour, you're gonna lean on that fastball.
I was thinking when that kid Mizorowski was pitching, I would have had the Cubs just take every pitch, don't swing. You have a better chance of reaching. And actually, the Cubs seem to have not walked as much in the postseason as they did during the regular season. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there's certainly an element when you're playing from behind, you're chasing hits, And maybe you start to press a little bit and you get out of your game plan and you start to expand the strike zone. I think that's certainly something that, you know, we see happen every year in the postseason. And you're right. That's been a big part of the Cubs' success this year. They've been patient. They take their walks, willing to, you know, take the walk and let the next guy come up and try to do damage.
All right. It's on to Wednesday. Right, 4:08 p.m.
4:08 p.m.
First pitch at Wrigley Field, and you know you win that one, and then hey, you just get ready for the one day at a time cliches. But that's the way you got to think now, isn't it, JD?
Oh, absolutely. And I did a little grinding, you know, because I wasn't going to come on here without doing some homework for you guys. 15 different times this year, the Cubs won at least three games in a row. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, and famously did so back in 2016. But that's a different team. That's a different time. But you know, winning three games in a row is not unheard of in baseball, so that's what we're going to pin our hopes on.
I mean, when you boil it down like that, it seems really simple, right?
It's in the bag.
Jim Deshaies is not.
There's some other numbers that are a little more daunting if you want to contemplate them.
He's not pitching anymore, but he's still grinding. I love it. JD, listen, I hope we talk again. I hope this goes on for a while. If not, though, I just have to say it's so enjoyable with you and Boog during the season. It's a great team, and you're both terrific, and we certainly enjoy the broadcast on Marquee.
Yeah, I hope we get a chance to visit again, and yeah, thanks very much for the kind words.
All right, go Cubs, we hope. Thanks, JD. Talk to you again soon, I hope.